Friday. God, I love Fridays. Do you know why I love Fridays, John?
Why do you love Fridays, Sean?
I mean, there's no work tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's the reason everybody loves Fridays. I thought we were going to have some really interesting, brand new reason to love a Friday.
And this is why I hate working with you.
It's the same reason that everybody else loves a Friday.
Actually, the best thing about Fridays, I don't have to come in here and see your face on a Saturday, okay? Is that better?
It's hurtful, but...
Welcome to another fantastic producer podcast, of course.
Selling it, but okay.
I'm totally underselling it. If anything, it should be more extravagant.
Right.
So, as every week you guys join us here, we talk about some of the biggest things Anna and Raven talked about on the show, and I want to dive right into this, John. Okay. Starting with Monday, we were talking about lip syncing. Do you feel cheated if you go to a concert and they are lip syncing?
Okay, yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah. I'm glad you brought this up. So it depends, right? It depends on...
I want to stop you there for a second. I just want to give everyone the visual of you sitting staring at your computer. And the second I mentioned... Now, John's a music guy, okay? He plays in bands. He's phenomenal. He's great at what he does. The second we start talking about music, this guy throws his computer to the side, leans back in his chair, He's like, okay, well, let me talk to you now about this.
I threw absolutely
nothing. Instant interest.
No, but I'm just saying, I did actually. I was, I wanted to jump in on this break when it was happening live, too. But, yeah, it depends. If it's a big production, like a pop concert or something like that, like I saw Rihanna years ago, or if you were to just go see, something with a lot of dancing,
a lot of choreographed stuff,
spectacle, and all kinds of crazy stuff, then yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm fine, if there's some at least lip syncing going on. But I think I can't remember which one of them brought it up, but one of the two of them brought it up on the air. But if you're going to someone who is a voice, who is, a recognized voice, like a Lady Gaga, like an Adele in particular, like a Mary J. Blige, where these are voices that have been around for decades now and that we talk about.
And them when you hear them.
Then you bet that I want to hear that voice.
Yep.
I don't want to see, I'll go see Jennifer Lopez dance all day if she doesn't have a particularly good voice per se, But so with a Jennifer Lopez concert, I'm okay with it. If it's someone like an Adele or something, I want to hear the real thing. And if it's a band, I most certainly want to hear the real thing. And if you're playing to a backing track, that's lame. I want to watch you mess up. I want to hear the inaccuracies and all the little small things. That's what makes it special. That's what makes it your show. Otherwise, you're just seeing something that a million other people have seen and will see.
You would go to a Jennifer Lopez concert?
Yeah, I'd go to a Jennifer Lopez. Shut up. So would you.
Dude, no. I still have a bad taste in my mouth from Geely, okay?
Whatever.
I can't get over that movie.
Whatever.
Honestly, I don't have much to add here because literally everything you said was my exact thought process.
I agree.
I mean, let's be honest.
This one's been in my brain since Monday whenever we talked about it.
It's have you ever tried, you ever be at a club with someone dancing with them? And even if you try to talk to them, after a while, you're okay, do you want to go sit down or, dance and not talk?
And that's just doing that lame club two-step.
Right?
That's not even that's not even the crazy stuff that they do up there.
I'm with you there. Depending on if you're going to see specific bands, like you said, I want to hear you live. I want to hear the voices. I want to hear the instruments. But if you're just going to see your Lady Gagas or Mary J. Blige or Adele, I want to hear the voice.
Yeah, you got to hear the voice.
Got
to
hear.
I don't need to hear Britney Spears sing even worse and out of breath.
Yeah.
I don't need that. She can use. No disrespect to Britney Spears. I'm just saying she's not she's not Pavarotti. Okay, we go to see her dance and we go to because we grew up with the songs.
It's just it's a nostalgic factor by this point.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we were talking about if you had to put something in your coworker's contract that they had to. God, you know me, man, and I wanted to do this one with you so bad.
I was gonna say
bad.
If someone's listened to even just one other episode of this, they've absolutely heard you complain about this.
Yup. So, John, can you guess what would be in my coworker contract for you?
Yeah, I have to keep my Okay, sorry.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
What?
For once, I'm not going to give you gup about your space here.
I don't believe that, but okay.
What I'm going to do is give you gup about that car you park next to me every day, and that I have to stare into and see everything in there. You got to clean that thing out, man.
My private property. It's my private property. That's not on company. That's not on company grounds.
I still got to look at it, man.
Public. It's a public thing. Listen.
I feel like I could file a police report because it hurts me to see it,
Dude, it's a dad car. I don't know what to tell you. I've got diapers in that car. I've got wipes in that car. I've got 18 different toys in that car. I've got old hoodies.
Okay.
From, the springtime when it's cold in the morning and hot at night.
Now, what do you have in there for your son?
What do I have in there for my... Shut up. That was good. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Plus, the car seat takes up a whole other, like, seat. And it's cramped, dude. It's cramped. I don't have a minivan, but you know what? Even if I had the minivan, it would still look cramped, and it would still look crazy. Dad cars are hard, man. It's just hard to keep the thing clean. Because he's going to want some stuff, and I'm just going to hand it to him. And what am I going to... I would have to clear that thing out every single day, and I just don't have the will. I'm sure I could find the time, but I don't have the... I don't want to do it.
Sean, all right. I appreciate the honesty.
Don't want it.
Can you maybe buy something then to put over your windows? So when you, like, you just curtains listen. Or something?
You know what you have to do?
I can't see it, man.
Look at it, Sean. Look at it.
I can't see it. I do the same thing. Like, if I'm running an elevator up with someone who's parked next to me and I know it's their car, I'm like, and their car's a mess, I'll be like, hey, your car's a mess. You should really clean that.
Will you really say that to a stranger?
Not a stranger. I'm talking about people we work with here in the building.
You'll say that to someone that you don't, like, work with, like, in the same proximity as me.
Oh, yeah.
Because me and you work together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 90% of the time, they think I'm joking around.
We say nonsense to each other, but you'll say that to just, you know, someone from sales?
Yep. 90% of the time, I think I'm joking around because I'll add a little laugh with it. But deep down, I'm like, you gotta clean that up, man.
That's why nobody loves you.
Exactly. Well, so, wow, bring it to a dark place, John. I love it. Thank you, man.
I was going to do the mom meme, but I would have had to swear, and I didn't want to swear.
What was,
You get it.
What would be in your contract for me?
In my contract.
All right, moving on. Wednesday. No, please. Give it to me quick. I want to hear it.
I have nothing, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know, let me be a slob, bro.
All right.
Let me sit here and slob away.
When you think of it later, text me. Because I feel like you will. It'll be like 9 o'clock at night. You'll send me something.
Right. The next time you do something that annoys me, I'll be like, this, Sean. Yeah. I want this in your contract.
This is why my car is messy.
That's right.
Wednesday, Anna and Raven mentioned dating flags when they're red. Red flags when dating.
Well, red flags for cheating specifically.
Red flags for cheating specifically, okay.
How do you know someone's cheating, yeah. Yeah, and
do you have any knowledge you want to drop on people? Like, is there anything you could think of specifically, like, this is a genius thing that people could look for?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I haven't had a big, crazy breakup over cheating before. I'm sure it's happened. We've all been, you know, 15 to 25 at one point in our lives. People do that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I've never been cheated on in my life, but I never caught it. So, you know, I'm just going to pretend it didn't exist and be happy that I have no knowledge of red flags. I mean, the basic ones that we went over, though. Constantly hiding your phone. You know, I mean, the bad ones were having somebody else's toothbrush
their bathroom, hair gel, like, and stuff, yeah.
You're going to be a man who lives on his own, and yet you've got, like, an entire, like, you know, all these, like, women's...
Products
in there. Yeah, there's some dead giveaways out there, man. But I don't know. What about you, though? I feel like you can drop knowledge on this.
You know what it is nervousness, man. I've noticed, like, certain questions, if you ask them, it's just instant clammy, instant, like, they fidget a lot. That's one thing I've always paid attention to a lot, is, like, when people start playing with their hands, like, they start doing different things with their hands, you know?
Yeah.
They start getting nervous when you ask them specific questions.
But isn't that like a making a murderer, like, confession? Aren't you kind of like putting them in the hot seat and like sitting there just like, listen, you know, if something happened, just say it. Just say something. Why are you sweating? Why are you looking nervous?
Hey, man.
You don't have to be nervous. Listen, I mean, if you haven't done anything wrong, then there's absolutely no need to be nervous. I'm just asking you to tell me the truth. You want to tell the truth, don't you? Telling the truth feels good. It feels good to get that off your breath. Why are you fidgeting? Why are you moving in your seat all of a sudden? Is that sweat on your palm? What do you have to hide, Sean?
Don't blame me for the method, man. Blame Law and Order. I picked it up from them.
I'm just saying, boom, man, boom, an intense boom, line boom, of boom. Questioning can make anybody, like, act nervous and give off, like, some, you know, some visual signs.
Well, that's true, but I feel like if you're asked a question that you have no need to lie about or to hide, you kind of answer that question quickly with no thought about it, you know? Then you have some people, you ask them specific questions, and all of a sudden they're like, you see the gears working, like, okay, the excuse is coming up.
I guess. I don't know.
All right, so basically you're just calling me a bad person for asking questions. Yeah, okay. This is why this friendship works so well.
That's right.
I am the bad cop, so you're a good cop. Thursday, we were talking about the FAA apparently has been sending out surveys to people to kind of help change, I believe, the planes themselves. Or is it just the seats, was it?
Yeah, no, they're just looking for ways to make flights more comfortable. What things need to be changed on the plane itself, not like baggage claim, not security check-in beforehand, but on the plane. What stuff needs to change to make your ride more comfortable? And, you know, like they said on the air... Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing is going to happen. Actually, I think it was Raven. I think Anna has more faith in humanity than Raven and I do, because I think that absolutely nothing is going to happen. They're going to hear all these things. They're going to say, we heard you. We are going to add this quarter centimeter of space to the first 10 rows of coach and all of first class, and that is going to just, you know, we want you to know that your voice was heard. And it's going to be nonsense. And then they're slowly but surely going to take that quarter inch away again.
The one thing that I want them to change is give me a meal on a two-hour flight.
Yeah.
Is that selfish to ask?
Yeah.
Just give me a meal on a two-hour flight. They're always, oh, we don't do meals on a two-hour flight. Maybe a bag of peanuts and like one of those mini cans of soda. I'm like, no. No, I want a meal.
It would save me, you know, having to spend the $20 on a terrible sandwich in the terminal.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry on the flight. It would. That would be nice.
That's it. Just that. And, you know, maybe if they could stock their liquor with Hennessy. I've never been on airlines that's had one once.
Because no airline is going to have Hennessy, Sean.
This is just ridiculous. It's malarkey. I refuse to believe it. So maybe two things I would like to change. Those are my two. Is there anything about planes that you want to change?
No, but you can't have a mustache like you have and use the word malarkey at the same time. This takes us back to the 1920s way too quickly. There's going to be a guy playing a piano in the corner. Like anything
right
now.
Oh, you say in the plane?
In the plane. There will be.
Like, well, there goes coach, you know? Okay, well, and last but not least today, we were talking about the impressions. Was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed us doing impressions.
I choked on that so hard. I was so mad.
You know what it was, though, too, is I think they put the pressure on you because, like, you know, I've seen Lord of the Rings.
They didn't put any pressure on me that they didn't put on themselves or you. And listen, I'll throw them under the bus all day long. No, I choked. I didn't look up any Lord of the Rings quotes beforehand. And, you know, when they mentioned, like, oh, yeah, do you have an impression? I was like, oh, yeah. I used to do Gollum in college for my buddies, and we all used to laugh. But I couldn't
really go to the... Well, it's also, like, I don't think you go to the extent of the Gollum you would do with your friends.
Well, also, I'm a grown man. Like, if I'm doing Gollum every single day, then that's, you know, that's a problem. That says something sad about myself.
Well, you do have a child. You could just use that excuse.
Yeah,
oh, I just, like, do it for my kid.
He's in that weird... It'd probably scare him. It's a weird voice. Yours, though, were really fantastic, and the entire world got to see your Mike Lindell.
My Mike Lindell. I love my Mike Lindell.
It's very good.
You know I love nothing more, John, than to jump on a microphone and start talking about my pillows. How they're the best.
Just the outlandish nonsense that you will say in this studio, in the Mike Lindell voice, stuff that we absolutely cannot repeat on this podcast.
Yep.
The stuff that you'll say in that voice, I'm just glad that they got to hear it in the other room, and that just everybody listening got to hear that. That voice is my favorite.
Thank you. I mean, I got to ask you, I mean, because I did two. Did you have one besides Gollum?
Dude, yeah, I mean, I you know. Of course I'm going to choke again and blank out on which ones they are, but I do voices all the time. I do all kinds of wacky stuff for, like, my kid.
You do say it, but the same. Like, you do them in here a lot, too, and, like, you don't even, like, I don't even think about it until when I actually think about
it.
Like, right now, I'm like, oh, man, he's done plenty of voices
in here.
What
was the one I did? I did, when I worked for the other show over there, what was it, Sylvester the Cat? Is it Sylvester the Cat?
Oh!
Or no, it's, not suffering, succotash, the heavens to Megatroid. Which one is that?
Oh my God!
That's the it's not Pink Panther.
Is that Pink Panther? Or is that the Martian?
No, that's Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian kind of sounds like
Martian.
Yeah, he's almost got that Kermit sound to him.
Yeah, he does. And what's that thing that he says? He has a catchphrase. He has some
Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. Doesn't he?
Get off my plane. I don't know.
Not at all. And now you're 100% Kermit. Now
yep.
Going full Kermit.
Going back to Kermit. Oh, God. Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. That's right. No, yeah.
Tweety Bird.
That one I got tweet. No.
Tom and Jerry.
You need, like, helium to do Tweety Bird. You need helium to do a lot. That's
yeah, Tweety Bird's guy does have a really weird voice to do.
Yeah. I don't know. One thing's for sure. None of us are Mel Blanc. That dude did, like, all of these characters that we just mentioned. There's 300 of them.
I like how we were talking about impressions, and now it's literally just going into us naming Looney Tunes.
If you want to catch up with any of the bits that me and Sean were talking about, you can go to the Anna and Raven podcast. Just go to annaandraven.com or just search for Anna and Raven anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can subscribe to the show. You never miss an episode.
Don't forget to check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Anna and Raven and Twitter as well. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week, and have a good one.
Bye-bye.